Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you will not want to miss. It's a live show, and you can call me. Speak to me directly at 312-642-5600. That phone number, again, mark it down, 312-642-5600. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online at tandemhr.com or give them a call at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And this week, I am here alone in the studio by choice, because I wanted to talk to you about something very, 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 very important. First of all, a happy 4th of July to our listeners. Tomorrow is Independence Day, and I will be celebrating in Skokie, involved in coordinating the Skokie 4th of July parade. I'm going to invite our listeners to join me, meet me, come out in person. We're expecting a little over 6,000 people at the Skokie July 4th parade, a amazing lineup of guest entertainers. I understand we have some key military personnel that will be there. We have some key celebrities, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. We've got a whole bunch of interesting people. And I think one of the stars of Two Broke Girls actually was just announced that they will be at the Skokie July 4th parade as well. So a fantastic lineup of entertainment. But most importantly, come out, wave the flag, bring your kids, have fun. It is, after all, a very fun day. But everybody likes to make fun of me on this day because I am so patriotic and because I like to celebrate this holiday probably more than just about any other holiday. Trust me, I enjoy Thanksgiving. I enjoy the turkey. I enjoy the food of some of the other holidays. But July 4th, other than the barbecues, it's not associated really with much food. It's associated with a real celebration. And the nice thing is that this year, I think we're going to have some fantastic weather, so really no excuse to stay inside, get out, whether it's in Skokie or any other part of the Chicagoland area, find a local parade and support your local community. And that's something that I wanted to talk to you about today, a local community. So you hear me talk all the time about Tandem HR. I'm just going to pick on them as an example. Tandem HR is a small business, a fantastic success story of growth. It's actually hard to open a small business publication in Chicago without finding some reference to the booming success of Tandem HR. And if you spoke to Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, he wouldn't talk about the fast-growing success. He'd talk about the success stories of the clients and the success stories of servicing more than anything. And that's ultimately what small businesses are all about. You're not going to find them boasting about the doubling of business and profits, which is often what you'll find in the large companies that are publicly traded. It's all about those numbers and trying to get to the next number, the next number, the next number. And certainly that's important. I'm not here to bash the big businesses. They are very important, and I definitely support them as well. Trust me, I just placed an order on Amazon.com a few minutes ago. My goal today is to talk about small businesses, and this will be a theme for this week. And that's why I am here alone in studio to talk about this very important subject. Tandem HR, again, great company, great success stories, great group of people. So let's start today's show by talking about the people. Small businesses are the largest employers in our Illinois economy. Most of the jobs being created today are being created by small businesses that when they bring on a new client, they're often hiring somebody. Chances are somebody that you're somewhat connected with. And that's the beautiful thing about the Chicagoland business community is that people know people. People are connected with other people. Trust me, there's only 1 or 2 degrees of separation between just about anybody. And when you support a local small business, they're not going to bring in high-priced consultants from out of state. They're going to often be posting a job on a local job board, or maybe not. Maybe they're just going to be talking about the open position, that open opportunity that just became available because of their small business growth. And they'll talk it up and they'll actually take referrals. Let's talk yet again about the people. They'll take referrals. How often have we spoken about on this show about the job sites where all you can do is end up in the ATS, the automated tracking system, which is just scanning resumes for some of those keywords, some of those buzzwords. And if your resume doesn't meet that criteria, you will not end up not only getting a job interview, but you'll also not end up on anybody's radar. Nobody will end up seeing your resume, period, end of story. Small businesses don't work that way. Small businesses, the way it works is that they are often looking at every single resume that comes their way. They're taking recommendations from colleagues and friends and neighbors of the business. And when they get a recommendation, sure, they'll check references. That's what you need to do. We talk about that on this show on Get Down to Business all the time. They check references and we talk about the best practices that small businesses and big businesses need to employ when it comes to hiring. But they are taking recommendations. And if somebody says, hey, this young man or woman does not have the requisite experience, but I would highly recommend them. They have a good work ethic. They have a good personality. They have a good drive. Give them a chance. Give them an opportunity. Bring them on as an intern. Bring them on and let them prove themselves. Small businesses will give them that opportunity. So again, I'm going to pick on the example of a growing company like a Tandem HR, which is based on, again, client successes. And when they bring on a new opportunity, when they have the good fortune of servicing another local small business with their, might I add, fantastic professional HR outsourcing and PEO services, they are supporting another local small business. They are supporting another person in the community that might be looking for work. So that's reason number one why small businesses are important. And the reason I'm talking about it today, today's July 3rd, a day before our Independence Day, and the day that, as I mentioned before, I am quite patriotic and proud of that important day of independence, and July 4th I'll be celebrating in Skokie. It's an important day. It's a fun day, but it's also a great day to look at your community and say, wow, I'm proud of what my community has to offer, and I'm not just going to wave a flag, and I'm not just going to sit from a distance and celebrate as all those companies go marching by and hand out all their freebies and their goodies. But come July 5th, July 6th, I'm going to go out and I'm going to support them. I'm going to support them. If I'm a small business owner, I'm going to, instead of working with a larger company out of Tucson or out of Los Angeles or out of New York, I'm going to find a local small business that might charge a few dollars more, but I'm going to work with them because I want to support a local small business. For a consumer, for somebody that owns a household, it means that instead of going to a large store or going to a large company when I need to place an order, I'm going to work with a local small business. Yes, it might cost a few dollars more, but often you'll be certainly, and we'll talk about it in our later segments today, we'll talk about the quality, and I'm certainly going to get there. You don't want to sacrifice quality in the effort of supporting a small business, but you'll get the quality. You'll often get the local support. And keep in mind, we just talked about the people. When you support a local small business and they celebrate growth, when they bring on new opportunities, they're going to be supporting somebody locally in the community. Chances are somebody that you know or somebody that you know knows. And it's only 1 or 2 degrees of separation in the Chicagoland small business community. So this July 4th, I urge you, I implore you, support a local small business. Find somebody locally that for one of your needs, going to find a way to support them. to use their services. And I can't tell you how many times I walk around the community and I hear people that have heard this message on Get Down to Business, and they say, I did it this week. I called a local small business that I'm supporting them. So all of you, I say, happy Independence Day. Happy July 4th. Thanks for supporting your community. That's what makes America great. That's what it's all about. It's not about sayings. It's not about mottos. It's not about slogans. It's about doing the right thing. And we're going to talk about that some more on this program today. So once again, support a local small business. Tandem HR is one good example of a small business that you can support. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510. After the break, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about the top 10 reasons to support locally owned small businesses. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. Back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts on shalomklein.com, as well as get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. So I was reminded that coming up really in actually just 1 week from today is the 6th annual 5K run to end homelessness. It's actually a run or a walk, depending on your speed. And that is with our friend Nellie Rowland. Nellie has been on this program many times talking about the important work of a safe haven. And again, you could get on my website, shalomklein.com, to download the podcasts of Nellie's past appearances on Get Down to Business. But their big, big, big event is coming up in just 1 week, and that is the 5K Run to End Homelessness. If you register by July 7th, you'll actually save a few dollars on the registration, which is great. Packet pickup is taking place literally over the next few days. And it supports a great cause. And in fact, Nellie has informed me that the cost of registering, you actually end up getting that money back in all the freebies and goodies, as well as the fastest 50 runners will win 2 3-day passes to Riot Fest. So again, lots of good reasons to register for the 5K Run 10 Homelessness. I know so many people that will be there, and it's frankly a great networking opportunity. I know our good friends at Tandem HR have a team that will be there. So lots of awesome reasons. And it is taking place at the historic Douglas Park in Chicago. Once again, that's on July 10th. And you can register for that at asafehaven.org. So just before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the reasons why to support a local small business. So I know I just gave a very impassioned plea of why I think it's makes sense to go to a local small business as opposed to going to a big business. I want to once again provide the disclaimer. I'm not anti-big business. I'm actually I'm a very big fan of big businesses and a very big supporter of big businesses, particularly when the quality is better, particularly when the cost is better. But that said, I want to give you the reasons why you want to buy local, eat local, go local, and the pluses to doing that. So when you need something, weigh these options. Think about, can these reasons convince you to use the local small business over the big business? And what I do in my head is I'll make a pro and con list. And don't overthink it. If you're weighing it too much, then maybe just go to the small business. But July 4th is a great time to think, especially this week, try to go to a small business for one of your needs. That's all that it takes. It contributes to economic vitality. So I want to give you the reasons why to buy local, eat local, and go local, and give you a little bit of the rationale and the references, if you have it, for doing it. When you choose a local and an independent business for your service, shopping, dining, or your other needs, you'll get a more distinctive and probably personal experience, and you're actually helping build community. The casual encounters that you might enjoy at a neighborhood scale business and the public spaces around them build relationships and community cohesiveness in a way that you probably wouldn't get if you went to a big store. There, in fact, we talk a lot about networking here. Those are the ultimate social networking opportunities. Go to a local small business and you'll find like-minded people that are supporting a local small business for probably the same reasons that you are. It also helps to strengthen your local economy. Every dollar you spend at an independent business returns three times more money to your local economy than one spent at a chain. And in fact, almost 50 times more than buying from an online mega retailer. And that's a benefit we can all bank on. It shapes our character when you support an independent business. It helps give your community a distinct personality. I have used this term many times on Get Down to Business, but small businesses are the ultimate convenience stores. You know, when you are, when you desperately need that very niche product and you need it right now, right here, right now, yes, there are great services like Amazon Prime that in the not all too distant future will have drones delivering things to your doorsteps within minutes, but that's not here yet. It's not here. And right now, for most of us, unless you have the 20-minute delivery service, which I don't believe Amazon has rolled up in rolled out in many communities, if you want that local convenience of having a local business that you could run into super quick, buy that product, buy that piece of clothing, buy that specialty food item, it's a convenience, and it really helps not only as a convenience for your family, for your business, but it also contributes to the greater community. The reality is that up and down Main Street in whatever community you live in, we rely on the commercial corridors. And if you want those commercial corridors to be as strong as they can be, you have to support them. It creates a healthier environment. Independent community servicing businesses are people size. They consume less land, carry more locally made products. They're located closer to residents, and they create less traffic and air pollution than the big businesses. And I'm not going to go on a rant about going green, but it really does help, again, the environment. A local small business contributes less to the pollution in the area. Lower taxes. A more efficient land use and more central locations mean local businesses put less demand on our roads, sewers, and safety services. They also generate more tax revenue per sales dollar. The bottom line, a greater percentage of local independent businesses keep your taxes lower, and that's a fact. And I'll be posting some of the references on the subject on my website at shalomkline.com. And you get real value for yourself. Consumers Union, a website that I frequent when preparing for the show, repeatedly shows that independent businesses beat their chain competitors in overall customer satisfaction and often saves you money. That's a pretty good reason. You know, bottom line, yes, we want to save a few dollars, but often it's about the experience. And again, many surveys show that you will have a better experience by supporting a local small business. Choices. I talked about this briefly before, but a wide variety of independent businesses, each serving their customers' tastes, creates greater overall choice for all of us. Just this morning, I popped into the Skokie Farmers Market, and there were some fantastic businesses that were there, local farmers, local folks that were selling popcorn and spices and pickles and all sorts of things that, frankly, I don't think I would find if I walked into Walmart or one of the big stores. They sell some great products too, but they're selling Heinz ketchup. They're selling the Skinny Pop popcorn, and those are all great products, great things that many of our refrigerators are stocked with. But if you want those specialty items, whether you need them or you want them, you're going to find it by supporting a local individual, local business. So go to your local farmer's market. Go to your local small business opportunity, and you'll support them. And once again, as I mentioned earlier on in the show, you're also supporting employment in your community. It increases wealth of your residents in your neighborhood. The multiplier effect created by spending locally generates lasting impact on the prosperity of some of the local organizations and residents. And that's because small businesses donate more than twice as much per sales dollar to local nonprofits, events, and teams compared to big businesses. Yes, we see that all of the major stores, they are contributing. And I believe that. I know that. I'm involved in nonprofits that have gotten contributions from large businesses. but that's the exception to the rule. Most of those big nonprofits, most of those big businesses, they're supporting big nonprofits. And big nonprofits do great work, but the ones that are having the biggest local impact are the ones that are being supported by local small businesses, because the local small business owners are involved in the boards and the leadership roles of those organizations. It creates jobs and opportunities. We talked about that. They're the customers of local printers, accountants, wholesalers, farms, attorneys, and it expands opportunities for local entrepreneurs and it enhances local democracy. Local ownership of business means residents with roots in the community are involved in key development decisions. It enhances health of residents. So I provided a ton of reasons why you would want to support small businesses, but I'm not done. I've got more reasons for you after the break, and I'm going to be telling you about more of them. But I'm also going to be posting some of those reasons on my website, shalomkline.com. So check it out. Again, shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts from the show, find out more about the 5-tier run to end homelessness, as well as find out who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business, more on the subject of small businesses and supporting local community. It's our Independence Day edition of Get Down to Business. You don't want to miss a minute of it. After the headlines, I'm going to be telling you more reasons why to support local businesses. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
The best conversations happen with a cigar in one hand and a fine drink in the other.
Back on Get Down to Business, we're all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, talking about local small businesses, and I'm not done with my rant. So you can't get away from it. It's the July 4th Independence Day edition of Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And once again, tandemhr.com has a lot of great information about just resources for outsourcing payroll, PEOs, and a number of other solutions for you. Talking about solutions, we talked a little bit about Tandem HR as an example of a great local small business. And when you support them, when you use a service like them, you are actually supporting your local economy. And I can tell you that Tandem HR gives back to community, including supporting the 5K run to end homelessness, brought to you by A Safe Haven. So again, support Tandem HR, tandemhr.com, 630-928-0510. Speaking of Tandem HR, they, on their website, I'm actually browsing through their website right now, and they have a great blog with some great resources that are available. So I want to tell you about one of the things that I just learned through their website. They actually talked about workplace violence, and workplace violence, we've heard a lot about that in our local media over the past weeks, months, and years. And in fact, we've actually brought on some experts on the subject, including retired law enforcement professionals on Get Down to Business. And it's a subject that no small business, no big business can forget about, because it's happening everywhere. So they have a blog entitled on tandemhr.com, "You Gotta Fight for Their Right. Employers Should Stop Workplace Violence Before It Begins." And the reality is that nearly 2 million American workers report having been the victims of workplace violence each year, according to OSHA. OSHA is the Occupational Health and Safety Administration of the federal government. And while we recognize that homicide in the workplace, much like the live shooting of the reporter and photographer last August at the Virginia television station, may seem more prevalent than it actually is due to being highly publicized, many other forms of workplace violence occur on a regular basis in the form of threats, verbal abuse, harassment, or intimidation. And those types of violence actually often goes unreported. And workplace violence can go beyond worksite employees to include patients, clients, visitors, contractors, and frankly, anybody else who you might come in contact with, including coming in contact with your employees. And there's several things that you can do. So I want to share 4 steps that I learned at tandemhr.com on how as an employer you can take to minimize workplace violence. You can set a policy. You can develop a clear zero tolerance harassment and workplace violence policy in the workplace. State the policy clearly and specifically in your employee handbook, and include what an employee should do if he or she is the victim or has observed an act of violence in the workplace and what the consequences of such acts will be. Enforcement. Enforce the policy regularly and consistently. Inconsistencies, That leads to confusion and leaves employers vulnerable to lawsuits. Once again, as I mentioned, OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, actually Occupational Health and Safety Administration, actually oversees this, and they do a pretty darn good job at doing that. You want to offer regular anti-harassment and violence training sessions to your employees, reiterate what employees should do about known harassment, and ensure that management knows how to handle any of those incidents that are being reported or observed. Once again, it's one thing to encourage reporting, but you need to make sure that the people who might be hearing about these incidents know what to do with those claims. And you want to pay attention to relationships in the workplace. When employees seem to be hostile or dangerously close to crossing those policy lines, encourage one-on-one meetings between them and their manager or an HR professional. Address the behavior, give the opportunity tools and perhaps resources to correct the behavior before it turns into an act of violence. It's every employee's right to a safe work environment, and the best employers will proactively put programs in place to minimize or alleviate workplace violence for a more productive and positive workforce. And Tandem HR partners with small and mid-sized businesses to offer best HR practices and robust benefit packages so that you can remain compliant and competitive in the war for talent. If you need a workplace violence policy, an employee handbook, or general HR advice, you want to call them at 630-928-0510. That phone number again, 630-928-0510. And once again, lots more information on this subject about workplace violence available through their website, tandemhr.com. The tips that I learned, the four steps that I learned on how employers can take to minimize workplace violence are the developing a policy, enforcing that policy, providing a high level of training, and observing. And once again, small businesses often aren't equipped to create all of those policies and procedures themselves. That's why you want to partner with a fellow small business like Tandem HR, and they have done this for countless businesses in the past. Tell them you heard about this subject on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Tell them you heard about this subject on Get Down to Business, and contact them once again, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510, or visit their website, tandemhr.com. After the break, I'm going to tell you about some other key studies, why local matters, why local businesses matter. Support a local small business. It is Independence Day. You're listening to the Independence Day edition of Get Down to Business. You can always get on my website, shalomkline.com. While you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. After the break, I've got more tips, advice, and information for you. Don't touch that dial. Chicago, you're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic.
So, as I mentioned earlier on Get Down to Business, I'm getting ready for tomorrow's fantastic July 4th parade in Skokie. Urge you to join us tomorrow. The parade begins at noon at Oakton Community College in Skokie. We're expecting thousands of people, some great entertainment, and hundreds of small businesses and great entertainment, marching bands, military. Of course, you can't get away without the politicians. We'll be there, again, beginning at noon. It's going to be a great time for all and a great way to celebrate our country, celebrate our local economy. And hey, you'll get an opportunity to meet me too, but what the heck? I'll be right there in that lot in the beginning. And, just ask anybody around, ask where I'll be. And I'd love to meet some of our listeners there. But regardless of whether you're coming to Skokie, to the Skokie Parade, or any other parade, celebrate your local community, celebrate your local small businesses. Parades are a great way to do that. It is the July 4th edition of Get Down to Business. You can always get on my website, shalomkline.com, and find out who's going to be on next week on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. So I mentioned earlier that I visited the farmers market in Skokie. That was a lot of fun this morning. Met some great people and saw some great items that otherwise would not be available. In recent decades, policy around the country has have privileged some of the biggest companies. And a growing body of research is proving something that many citizens already know. Small-scale, locally owned businesses create communities that are more prosperous, entrepreneurial, connected, and generally better off across a wide range of metrics. So I found a number of findings that are putting numbers to the harms of bigness and the benefits of local ownership, and that policymakers can use to craft better laws, business owners can use to rally support, and citizens can use to organize their communities. The reason I say all these things is I want you to, later this week, whether you see your politicians, and many of you will tomorrow at the parades around the Chicagoland area, tell them something, tell them one of these points about small businesses. They are, for better or worse, they are the ones that often are making the decisions that affect small businesses, and tell them to support small businesses for all of these reasons. There are economic returns. Studies show that local businesses recirculate a greater share of every dollar in the local economy because they create locally owned supply chains and they invest in their employees. The studies that I found show that locally owned businesses employ more people per unit of sale and retain more employees during economic downturns, while big box retailers decrease the number of retail jobs in a region. It's a fact. Big companies know that they want to squeeze their people for all it's worth. Small companies, the owner is your next door neighbor. The owner is somebody that wants to come home and go swimming in their pool at night. And when they are overwhelmed in the most positive of ways by a growth in their business, they're going to look at hiring somebody new to come on board. You think that the manager, who again might be your next door neighbor, the manager of the local big business, you think that when their store grows, you think that they have the autonomy, the authority to go out and post a job and say, hey, we're growing. We brought in another 25 customers today. Let's hire somebody new. No, they're going to go to corporate, and corporate is often going to say, hey, let's see, how can we squeeze our people for a little bit more? I'm not criticizing that as a corporate decision. I'm saying that if you want to support your local community, the best way to do it is supporting your local small business. Social and civic well-being. The studies that I found show that a community's level of social capital, civic engagement, well-being is positively related to the share of its economy held by local businesses, while the presence of mega retailers like Walmart undermines social capital and civic participation. And I know I mentioned this earlier in the program, but frankly, tax dollars, when you support a local small business, you're actually helping to lower taxes, because the dollars that you're spending are actually literally going right into the pot of creating a local economy. One business will support another business, which will support another business. Studies show that when you support a local business, they are going to use a local vendor for their IT needs, for their accounting needs. In reality, you're actually supporting more than one business. You're creating a local economy. So there are a lot of good reasons why you should support startups, why you should support small businesses. I'm actually going to talk a little bit more about startups during our remaining minutes of the show in just a few moments. But lots of reasons why you want to support a local small business. I'd love to hear from you if there is a small business in your community that you want to highlight, that you want to spotlight, that you want me to know about. You can always get to my website, shalomkline.com. And I've got my contact information up there. Send me a message. Let me know what small businesses you think are doing a fantastic job in your local community. And I'd love to give them a special plug, give them a special mention on this show next week and over the coming weeks. That's what this show is all about, supporting, promoting local small business owners and entrepreneurs. And I think we do a great job at that. We've brought on hundreds of entrepreneurs, influence makers in their community, people that are not only setting up shop, but also hiring people, and people that have a story of success behind them. And that's what we do here on Get Down to Business. We've spotlighted many of them. I encourage you to get on my website, shalomkline.com, where you can find and learn more about many of those stories that I just mentioned, some small businesses that I urge you to support over the coming weeks and months in your small business life, or whether you're a small business owner or a consumer. Please make sure you support your local small businesses. Once again, you're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We're powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Get on my website, shalomklein.com. That's also where you could learn about July 21st's free employment clinic taking place in Skokie. Register online, shalomklein.com. Free employment clinic. Spread the word. Don't touch that dial. More tips and advice.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm telling you right now, it's awesome. I was trying to get my blood pressure regulated, okay? And like after 3 days of taking this thing, my blood pressure went back down to normal. I am ecstatic. I am so happy with this stuff. It is my savior.
Well, I had back pain for the last 40 years. 4 days after I started taking this stuff, it's gone.
This was the first summer that I have not had to have a steroid shot to help me to breathe.
The reason why I'm taking it because I've got Hep C. Once I began taking your stuff, it took a few months. But believe it or not, my liver enzymes are way down and it's normal now. It works.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
I like the music selection, George. Thank you. Local artists? I don't think so. Okay, we'll see. Either way, talking about local, we've been talking about that all of this week's episode of Get Down to Business. Once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship means startups. And I've talked a lot about local businesses. I want to talk to you a little bit about startups, and why you need to support them specifically. We all know the stories of Groupon and Uber and so many other Dropbox and so many other great companies that are startup success stories. It's hard to start a startup. It is very, very hard. And most of the startups that, startup don't succeed. And, you know, we know about the success stories, but we don't talk enough about the failures. And often the reason why some businesses fail, yes, some of them fail due to poor planning. And I try to do a great job on the show of providing best practices of how a business should be well capitalized, some of the policies and procedures businesses should follow in budgeting and forecasting, and make sure that they're being set up for success. But the reality is that many businesses don't succeed because of lack of business. This week is a great opportunity. It's July 4th. Celebrate your country. Celebrate your local community by finding an entrepreneur that's starting up a business and finding a way to support them. Find a way to take their idea and help them turn it into a reality. That means mentor a startup. That means support a startup. But let's talk about mentoring. We talked a lot about supporting businesses today. You're probably sick and tired of hearing me say this, but yes, take your hard-earned dollars and instead of spending it at a big company, spend it at a small company. What I want to talk about now for the next minute is about providing your valuable knowledge and expertise in helping a startup business owner. I dedicate many hours on Sundays, especially Sunday mornings, to sitting with job seekers, sitting with startups, and providing some advice. Every single listener on Get Down to Business, you are listening because you are committed to continuing education, to learning more about how to do a better job. Pay it forward. Find somebody that's not as knowledgeable as you are and find somebody that you are going to offer to sit down over coffee and give them a little bit of volunteer advice and information. Sit down for coffee. It's a great opportunity to network. Trust me, as they say, givers gain. The people that end up giving end up getting the most. And trust me, that time that you're going to spend volunteering and providing advice and information and mentoring opportunities to a local startup, it will come back full circle. Not every startup will succeed, but with your help this week from Get Down to Business, we will help more startups succeed. Illinois has a tough tax climate. Fortunately, there is now a stopgap budget, but we do have a strong entrepreneurial spirit. And with your help, we can actually pay it forward and actually make sure that entrepreneurial spirit is strong and vibrant. And it really is vital to our economy. So my homework assignment for you is get out there this week, schedule coffee with somebody that you know or somebody that you meet over the next few days that you hear is starting up a new business idea, a new business venture, and offer your advice, offer your information. It's the entrepreneur's decision whether they want to take you up on that advice or that information, but you want to offer it. So once again, this week, it's July 4th. Happy Independence Day to all of our listeners. Get on my website, shalomkline.com, where you could download podcasts, where you could find out about July 21st free employment clinic, where you could find out about the 5K run to end homelessness, where you could find out a lot about what it means to support your local small business economy. I provided a lot of information. I talked a lot this week. I want to hear from you. So get on my website, shalomkline.com. You can download podcasts from the show. You can learn more about what small business means to me. Got a lot of tips, advice, and information for you. In the meantime, get over to tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. They are our solution center to success. Let's get down to business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the